Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Raised for our justification. John 20, 26-29. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The resurrection of Jesus is where the Christian faith hits its ultimate climax and testing ground. This is the one thing, more than anything else, that Christianity rests on. If the resurrection could be disproven, the whole belief system falls apart and is found to be false. If, however, it is true, then our response should be like Thomas, "My Lord and my God." How would you like forever to be known as a doubter like Thomas's? I really think most of us would have doubted like he did. Yet Jesus uses this moment to help us see the necessity of believing in his resurrection. And for the benefit of all who would come after, he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We believe in many things and put our hope in many people. When we find ourselves in financial challenges, where do we turn? When we are struggling in certain relationships, do we turn to the world's advice first? Jesus said that all who are burdened should turn to him, for he cares for you. If he truly predicted his own death and resurrection and then did it, is there anyone that is more worthy of our faith and allegiance? I'm not sure about you, but I am following the one who has risen from the dead. Dear Lord, I can so easily get caught up in all the cares of my day to day. I can get anxious and stressed about so many things. You are the risen Lord. You have conquered death and sin, and you care for me and my every need. Help me to look to you and trust in the power of your resurrection each and every day. Amen.